This is the Future of Water, where we talk about all the ways in which companies, utilities, and people are addressing the challenges and opportunities in water. Today, we're going to talk with Bluefield analyst Kellen Mitchell about drought, Taiwan, semiconductors, and what all that means for global supply chains. But before we do that, let's jump into the news. When I initially laid out some items with our research team to discuss this week on the Future Water podcast, which hopefully you're already subscribed to, one other big news item superseded all of them. And that really is the new infrastructure plan laid out by the Biden administration. Well, as expected, somewhat, it put forth its infrastructure plan, and it was not a small one. In fact, it's still early, and it's still big. But what the plan does is it reaffirms much of what we had already been considering at Bluefield. So, simply put, $111 billion is not chump change for the water sector. I know some people are already complaining that it's not enough. It will never be enough. I promise you that. But what I will say is that if you think more broadly